So first of all, big yashar koach to Josh Joseph for sponsoring breakfast this morning. Leila Nishmas, his father-in-law and his great-father-in-law. Shbizach the Shama Shavan Aliyah. And Bez Hashem with that, Shavar Bach Vatzlach Shagot to him, the whole Mishpacha, the whole Kilo, all Kal Yisrael, Bez Hashem. All right, so the truth is I feel bad. We have like good momentum going with Sefer Shaiftim. But a couple of days ago, I saw a chiddush from the Kamarna. And like this chiddush was such a huge chiddush. And I sort of, became like a shtickle rabbit hole that I went down. So I figured, it is a sugya that is timely and it's a little hachana for Yontif. So we'll go through it together, which is the inning of the second day Yontif. Whenever Yontif comes and it has, Chutz Laretz is 2 days Yontif, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. So, thank you. There's always that feeling, and I always like, whenever there's a Yontif, by the second day, I always try to be mechazik. There's always a feeling of like, we're just doing it again. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, we did this already. Happens to be, I always feel that Shavuos is probably the one Yontif where the second day Yontif doesn't feel like a do-over, because the first day is so, you're staying up all night, it starts late, so the second day Yontif kind of feels like the first day, like a Yom HaRicht almost. But in any event, the Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, I saw a chiddush from the Kamarna. You don't have this in front of you. Bez Hashem, next week is really when we'll be able to, the way I'm thinking of it is that this week will be more of like building the Yisaitis, the foundational ideas of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, more Nigla, and then next week we'll be able to see the chiddush from the Kamarna, which is both in Nigla and Nister, but we'll be able to get there. But just as a shtickle, a little bit of a teaser about what's to come. Just two lines. This is in Zohar Chai from the Kamarnas Pirush and the Zohar Kadosh and Parshas Pinchas on Daf Reish Lamed Aleph. So he says it's a whole Torah over here, but just two lines, just to see where we're headed. Lakach ani oimer, after this whole chiddush. Lakach ani oimer, therefore I say, says the Kamarna, im yaskimu chach me eretz Yisrael imi, if the chum of eretz Yisrael will be maskim to me, las is gam be eretz Yisrael shnei yom toivim. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim would agree that they would make 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. K'may she'anachnu oisim b'chutz laretz, like what we do in Chutz Laretz. Yakir v'gula v'yavim Mashiach v'her v'mein amen ken yiratzim. That would be, it would cause a gula. It would cause gula. But he says, okay. This is in Zohar Chai, Parshas Pinchas, Petra Yishlam and Aleph, like who gets to see it, So it's, now the truth is, so that's an unbelievable thing. Usually we think that, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias is b'nei Chutz Laretz. He says, if Eretz Yisrael kept the inyan of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, then Mashiach would come quickly. Okay, so we have to appreciate the background for that. By the way, B'derech Agav, we'll see, we'll get to it. There were G'daylim that misinterpreted what the commander was saying. If you have time, maybe we'll get to that, but what the misinterpretation is. But okay, Bez Hashem. Okay, so let's go through the sugya of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. What's the Indian? What's behind it? Again, so I said, like I said, this week is going to be more nigla pshat. Just get the shitas down, and then Bez Hashem next week we'll introduce the pnimius and we'll get to the gemara. Okay, so marmokah number one you have is a gemara in Beitza. This is to a certain degree where it all starts, somewhat. So again, it's a large sugya and it's multifaceted. So we can only get to a certain aspect of it, but do the best we can. So the Gemara says in Beis Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Again, we know historically. Let's just break down, get the basics down. So we know that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, right? So we know that that originally the way it was that there was no calendar set, right? So we know that that every single month became sanctified as Rosh Chodesh with Beis Din, and preferably Lechatchila through Edom coming saying that they saw the new moon, and through that Beis Din is Mekadesh the new month, and whatever Rosh Chodesh is based on that calculation. So 15 days later is Pesach, whatever the case may be. So whatever the month is, whatever the yontif is. And we know that therefore because of that, so you couldn't necessarily know mitchila whether this coming month is going to be chaser or mali, right? Because we have some months are 30 days, some months are 29. So now you have a set calendar, you know what it's going to be, you know when the mailet is even, right? So, but in the times of Kiddush al-Pi Re'iya, when it was with Sanhedrin and Bezdin, so you didn't know. If Edom came that day, you could estimate when's likely for Edom to be able to come, that the Rambam says Bezdin estimated that, and therefore they would open shop on the day that they expected Eitan to come, but you couldn't be 100% certain. You couldn't be 100% certain. So at the end of the day, so when Bezin was Mekadosh the month, they were Mekadosh the month. So the vast majority of Yidden outside of that little circle of Beis HaMikdash wouldn't necessarily know what the Rosh Chodesh was. Now, Nishka Ferlech, okay, so you know what the Rosh Chodesh is. It's not a big deal. The problem is what about Yontif? By the time 15 days later, Lamashal, when it comes to Pesach, right? So 15 days later, or let's say 10 days later on Tishrei, you need to know who Yom Kippur is, right? So now you have big problems. When's Yom Kippur? This day, that day, depends on when Tishrei was. I don't know. When's Pesach? It depends on when Nisan was. I don't know. So the way it was originally, again, the Mishnah is talking about this. Originally, what Chazal had, again, Klal Yisrael were within Eretz Yisrael originally, so it wasn't so bad. But as Klal Yisrael expanded out, so the original Mahalach was lighting torches. They would have a system. You would light, someone would light on the mountaintop over here, light a light, it would signal. And it could go as far as you can. So everyone sort of knew, not instantaneously, but relatively in a short span of time, everyone knew when Rosh Chodesh was. That was the signal. Problem was that, you know, there was issues with that system. So the other Mahalach, therefore, was later Mahalach was that Bezdin would send out Shluchim. They would literally send out Shluchim to go and travel and to tell as many communities as possible when Rosh Chodesh was. So because of that, if you were within, let's say by Tishrei, you were within 10 days worth of travel, of distance, from Yerushalayim, so by the time Yom Kippur comes, you'll know when Yom Kippur is, right? But the problem is, let's say you're past that demarcation point. You're 12 days traveling, you know, 12 days distance from Yerushalayim, 15 days, 20 days. Then you're not going to know. By the time Yom Kippur comes, you're not going to know what the matzav is. By the time Sukkot comes, you're not going to know when Sukkot is. Pesach, you're not going to know. So this is where the institute, the idea of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus came in. Just al tzafik. You probably don't know when Pesach is. Is it today? Or is it yesterday? Is it tomorrow? You don't know. It depends if Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day of the previous month. Then I know, you know, then Pesach is a Tuesday. If Rosh Chodesh was day 31, so to speak, then Pesach is going to be on a Wednesday. So al tzafik, you have to be machmer and you have to keep 2 days Pesach. So that's what we can. So at some point later on in history, we're already talking about this went on. This process of Kiddush Chodesh al pi Bezdin went on for a very long time. People, it wasn't just until the Beis Hamikdash. It went on ad kidei almost a bayin rava. So it went on a very, very long time. At some point, that ended up stopping. And Hillel Ubezdinoi. Hillel was a descendant, not Hillel Hazakin of Shamin Hillel, but a descendant of Hillel later on, late Amora. So Hillel Ubezdinoi established the calendar that we know. And it's Machlekes Rishon Rambam Ramban how exactly it works. But let's say, for simplicity's sake, when they established the calendar, they were Makadesh all months going forward, Ad Bias Gol Tzedek. And based on that calculation of the calendar, we have now set, everyone knows when Rosh Chodesh is, based on that calendar. So now the question is, now the whole reason to have a second day Yontif is obsolete, right? Because the whole reason to have it was al tzafik, because you didn't know when Rosh Chodesh is, now you know where Rosh Chodesh is. So says the Gemara in Beitza. So the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says the following thing, V'hashda di'adinan b'kfiyah di'archa. So now that we know the kfiyas of the month, we know when Rosh Chodesh is based on the calendar, my time avdinan trei yoimi. So why do we still keep 2 days Yontif? That was the established practice. So why do we do it? So says the Gemara, Mishum Deshalchu Mitam, because there was a letter that was sent from Eretz Yisrael. We'll see later on, significant, that it came from Eretz Yisrael. But a letter was sent from Eretz Yisrael to the Gaila, to Chutz Laaretz, with the following statement. Hizharu b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. Hold on, be careful, be cautious. Hold on to the minig of your ancestors. In other words, to keep to the Yontif. Because now you know when Rosh Chodesh is, because you have a calendar set. But let's say there's a Shas Hashmad Chas V'Shalom, and things get in disarray, and the Goyim stop you from being able to calculate things anymore, so maybe you'll lose it. So it's a good idea. Hold on to the minig of your ancestors. That's what the message was from Eretz Yisrael, and that's the establishment of the 2 day Yontif. That's why we still hold on to it. The question is like this. In the Gemara, that's that letter of Hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem because zimnen de gozru malchus gezer v'asadukukule. The question is as follows. What exactly does this mean? So now that we're keeping it, is it because of minig or is it because of a takana midrabana? In other words, we know there's an idea of a minig. The idea of a minig is if a community, even in a, certainly a large community like B'nai Chutz La'aretz, accept upon themselves an anhaga toiva, al titesh tari simecha. So it's a halach in Torah that you have to keep minhagim. That's the halach. And then there's another type of idea, which is something that Klal Yisrael isn't thinking of on their own, but Chazal are masakin. Chazal institute. There's such a gezeris midrabanan, takanas, and so on. And one of the differences is, for example, like, you know, when it comes to a takana midrabanan, there has to be a very clear sayog that they're coming to protect. And it's a, and that's what it is. A minute can be something just like a nice idea. So the question is over here, what is Yontif Sheni Shel Galus? On the one hand, the language of the letter was, Hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem, hold on to the minig of your ancestors. Well, if that's the reason, then that's all you have to say. Then it's a minig. But then the end of the sentence is the zimnin, the gozru malchus gezeira, and you're going to end up forgetting what. That's a takana derabanan dikishprach. The Chazal are worried about a certain eventuality, and because of that, we're making a takana. So what is Yontif Sheni Shel Galus? Is it based on minig? Or is it based on takana midrabanan? Now, and there's a lot of fundamental differences between that chakir, between that shiloh. One most basic quality is as follows, and this is what we'll see. It's machlekes rishonim, and it trickles down to machlekes achrayim, and machlekes in different kehilas, and it's a fundamental one. When it comes to minhagim, there's a basic principle guiding minhagim. It's sugis m'sachim, and a little bit in chulin as well. The guiding principle of minhagim is that if you are an individual person and you live in a certain place that has a minig, so you have a minig. The halach of minig is that when you travel, you carry your minhagim with you. You carry your minhagim with you. So let's say back in the day, classic, you have the Ashkenaz and Sfarad, right? Let's just make it simple like that. So you have an Ashkenazi that's going on a trip and he's going to Spain for a few months. Business, pleasure, whatever it is. So there's halacha and then there's minhagim. So as far as minhagim are concerned, the classic rule of minhag is that wherever you're traveling, if you have to take with you, let's say the chumras that you have, Ashkenaz usually has more chumras than Sfarad. So this Ashkenazi is traveling to Sfarad, so he has to carry with him his chumras. He has chumras. That's the basic halacha. And the only thing is, if he, let's say he moves to Sfarad and he's like, okay, I'm now moving here, I'm living here, I'm set, okay, then he becomes a Sephardi, that's fine. But until that point, minhagim, you carry with you your minhagim. So you carry your chumras, and the opposite is also true. If you go to a place that they have their chumras, then even though you're not planning on living there, you're planning on going back, but you have to be makbid on their chumras, right? And that's a question whether you have to be makbid on an even bitzina, or maybe only bitferhesi, because you don't want to create a tumult. That's a question, the Rishayim, and so on and so forth. But that's the classic principle that guides minhagim. So the question is like this. On the other hand, so when we talk about Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, is that the model? Is that the model? So again, when you have a Ben Chutz La'aretz going to Eretz Yisrael, or a Ben Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz La'aretz, are we thinking in terms of Minhagim? That the whole idea of second Yontif Sheni Shel Galus is a Minig idea. So now it's a question of, okay, so now I have to think in that Sugya in terms of Minhagim. So when a person's from Chutz La'aretz traveling to Eretz Yisrael, then the reference point, the sugi, is a person that's traveling from one place to the other, and he's going from a place that has that is machmer alta minig, and is going to a place that does not have that minig, and that there's a certain halachic, you know, system that guides that. And the same thing, the opposite, a ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz, the model is someone traveling from a place that doesn't, that's makel in something, and goes to a place that has a minig to be machmer in something. Like, that's the model. In which case, the general principle is that you try to be machmer on both ends. So if you're coming from a place that has a chumra dekaminig, then you carry that with you. If you're going to a place that has a chumra dekaminig, then you're machmer, like the place that you're staying in. That's usually the model. So is that how we think of it in terms of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus? So if I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael that comes to Chutz La'aretz, so if you think in terms of minhagim, then the rules should be that now he's in a place that has a chumra dika minhag. So it'll be the same thing as someone from Svara going to Ashkenaz on Pesach, could he eat kidneys, you know, something like that. So he's in a place that has a chumra dika minhag, so he has to be machmer on himself. Maybe only before Hesya, maybe we could be mekel bitzina. Okay, that's a question in minhagim as well. But that he has to take upon himself the chumras of the place that he's traveling in. Or the opposite. If you have a person from Ashkenaz that travels to Sfarad on Pesach, because he's not moving to Svarad, he's still Ashkenazi, so he has to be machmer like his menogim. So the same thing would be a ben chutzlars that goes to Eretz Yisrael, so he has to carry his chumras with him, which is to have Yontif Shin Shel Goyas. Is that the model? Or maybe we think of Yontif Shin Shel Goyas as more a takana. If you're thinking takana, then that has nothing to do with the framework of minig. Takana is, everyone agrees to takanas. And the takana is, in Chutz Laretz, 2 days Yontif, in Eretz Yisrael, 1 day Yontif. If that's the model that you're thinking, which is takana, that I don't care what it says in your passport, what country you're from, and what minhagim you have. It's not a matter of your minig. Chazal were instituted that in Chutz Laretz, there's 2 days Yontif, and in Eretz Yisrael, there's only 1 day Yontif. So then the question is, where are you physically? Are you in Eretz Yisrael? Then Yontif means 1 day. If you're in Chutz Laretz, Yontif is 2 days. In Nafkamina, you're moving there, you're not moving there, you're there for a week, you're there for 3 months, you're there for business, it doesn't make a difference. It's a takana. So this is a very, very seismic shift in how to think. If you're talking about again, minhagim, then the rules of minhagim are that unless you are moving to a new area, you carry with you your chumras, and you're machmer, and if you're a mekel, then you have to be machmer like the place that you're in. And then even if you're machmer like the place that you're in, maybe you only have to be machmer b'ferhesi because you don't want to like stick out. But that's in terms of minhagim. But if you're talking about takanas, then takanas don't go with that model. Takana is this place has one rule, this place has a different rule. So this is a very fundamental question. It's a very fundamental question, as we'll see many nafkaminas. Okay, so the truth is it would seem to be a machlokes rishonim. And from there it trickles down to Achrayim as well. So take a look at Marbaka number 2. So this is the Baal Amor. There's a lot to talk about with this Baal Amor. It's a large sugi, but we'll just keep it succinct. The Baal Amor in Meseches Pesachim on Daf Nun Mebeis by the Rif. So the Baal Amor he's talking about Minhagim. That's the sugi that the Baal Amor is talking about. Okay, he's talking about Minhagim, and in the context, and he has certain shittas about Minhagim. That's not for now, but in the that's what he's going through in that Gemara. That's one of the headquarters of Minhagim. So he's talking about Minhagim. And then in his discussion, the Baal Amor then shifts to talk about the inyan of Yontif Sheni Shel Goyas when a person's traveling from one place to the next, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, and so on. So listen to how he puts it. And again, from the context itself, you see right away that the Baal Amor is viewing the sugya of Yontif Sheni Shel Goyas from the lens of Minhag. That's where he's coming from. And again, rooted in what the Gemara said, that the letter was, his arub b'minig abiseicha and b'yadeicha. That was the lashon of the letter, which is, at least that's how it started, which is to hold on to the minig. So it sounds like it's a minig inyan. So says the Baal Amor, based on that, then you have to think, minig model. What's the minig model? Hani denochti memarova. Those people, he gives the example, someone that's traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz for Yontif, right? So again, so that means the classic approach, the model would be, he's going from a place that is lenient in terms of their minig, and is going to a place that's machmer in terms of their minig. So then says the Baal Amor, also lemevet avidita b'yantav sheni, then b'yishuv, when he is in the Jewish community, he's not going to be allowed, again, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's not going to be allowed to do malacha, and to do work on the yantav sheni shel goliyos. Afilu daita lachzer, even if he plans on going back, why? Because that's the rules of Minhagim. The rules of Minhagim are that when you go to a place that has a Chumrah, then you have to, you know, sort of go with that Chumrah to not stick out. Now the Baal Amor says, even though in the rules of Minhagim, when you're going to a place that has a Chumrah that you personally don't have, you only have to be Machmer Bifer Hesia, because the point is not sticking out, but Bitsina, you can be Mekel. That's the classic rules of Minig. Says the Baal Amor, when it comes to this Minig of Yontif Shin Shel Goliath, even Betzina, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, should be makbid when they're in Chutz Laretz. Lefishu minig gadol, because l'mais, it's a very, very chosh of a minig. Shaposha b'kol ha-gayla, it's spread throughout the entire Chutz Laretz. They ain't lifreitz by it, so it's kedai not to start up with it. So says the Baal Amor, again, the model to think of is minig. And therefore, because of that, if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laretz, really, it's not yonta for him. Because that's the classic rules of minig, that you carry your minhagim, and he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and his minig is not the Yontif Shein Shel Goliath. It's just that whenever you go to a place that is machmer with a certain minig, that's not your minig, you don't want to stick out. So usually, says the Baal Amor, therefore you only have to be makabit b'fra hesya, to go along with the minig of the place that you're staying in. But b'tzina, privately, you can keep your old minhagim. But since in this case, the minig of Yontif Sheini is such a big one, and it's such a widespread one, it's kedai, don't do malachi even in the privacy of your own home. But ultimately, it's not really yontif for you. even though you're in Chutz Laretz, because it's a minig system. And as far as minig is concerned, you're still a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and you're carrying with you the minhagim of where you come from. Therefore, because of this halachically, therefore, according to the Baal Amar, so for example, you would have to still put on tefillin, right? That's the bitzina. Privately, you would have to put on tefillin. That's the mitzvah that you have. Your davening, your private shmoneser should be a weekday davening. Even the place can go on, they talk about, the Rishonim talk about this already. If he's davening weekday davening, and the Tzibur is davening a yontif davening, which is shorter than a weekday davening, so it might even stick out the fact that he's a longer shmoneser. So a lot of places can say, let him start shmoneser earlier, because that's less noticeable that you start shmoneser earlier than end shmoneser later, at least not to stick out. But it's all. But again, that's the idea. If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael and you're going to Chutzlar, it says the Baal Amar in the model of Minug, then you're still a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and you just have to be machmer in the place that you're in because of their chumradik and minhagim, not to stick out. So says the Baal Amar. Usually, therefore, that would allow you to do malacha b'tzina privately. But since it's such a famous and widespread minug, it's kedai not to even start up with it, so just keep it bitzina as well. But that's the model. And he goes on to, so, but again, that's the shita of the Baal Amar. We'll go a little bit further. You take a look at Marmukah number 3. So one of the other Rishonim, the Archas Chaim, which the Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Tov Tzadi Vav. It's not clear. He doesn't say. It's not clear what the lumdus is, but maybe we'll get to it next week. But it just sounds like it, because it's such a stark minig, like it's something to be cautious of. Ein lifritz by not. It's like a very severe thing. So I'm going into that space. Like, be careful with it. It doesn't really explain much. But in the Archas Chaim, the Beis Yosef over there quotes the Archas Chaim. The Archas Chaim basically says the same thing as the Baal Amar, and just then explains the other way as well. So again, the Baal Amar is talking about from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, so you have to take on the chumras of the place that you're in. But the Archas Chaim then adds the opposite also. Ubekulei makim shaholach l'sham. Let's say you have a ben Chutz Laretz going to Eretz Yisrael, right? So again, in the classic model of minig, you have to carry your chumras with you, and you still have those minhagim on your shoulder. So yesh poiskim. So the Archas Chaim says, if you're going to a place that's mekel, right, but again, you're a machmer. Your minig is to be machmer, but you're going to a place that's mekel. Yesh paiskim. So there are many paiskim. That's what he's paskining. Shal oilam ain anoyek calls man shein daita shle lachz oilam. It's a little bit double negatives over there, but he says that basically you carry your minhagim with you, and the only way you could be mekel is if you plan on moving there. But if you're not moving there, then you carry the chumras with you. So again, this is the camp of the Baal, I guess we'll call it the camp of the Baal Amar. The camp of the Baal Amar is, Yontu Shein Shel Golias is minig based. And because of that, the way to deal with traveling back and forth from Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, is a minig sugyas. And therefore, basically, as far as you're concerned, nothing's changed. If you're from Chutz Laretz, it means that you carry with you your minig of Yontu Shein Shel Golias wherever you go. If you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, then you carry with you your minig of not having Yontif Shein Shel Golias wherever you go. It just happens to be that if you are in a place that's machmer, then the rules of minig, rules of engagement say, don't stick out. So because of that, you're not supposed to stick out, and therefore, at least Bifur Hesi, you shouldn't be doing any malacha on Yontif Sheni if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Says the Baal Amar, and it happens to be in this minig, since this minig is so widespread, it's kedai not even to start up with it, and don't do malacha even bitzina. But it's a minig concept. Okay, that's one camp of the Baal Amar. And because of that, so again, halacha l'maisa, because of that, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, that's in Chutz Laretz for Yontif, privately would still have to put on tefillin. And his personal Shemoneh Esrei is a Vachadik Shemoneh Esrei, right? Or Chol HaMoed, whatever it is. So in other words, because it's not really Yontif for him. That's this camp. Mitzad Sheni. By the way, there's another opinion of that camp would also seem to be the Rosh. Marmukah number 4 is the Rosh. The Rosh in Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph Siman Dalet. There is one Yontif that even Eretz Yisrael has 2 days. What is that? It's Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah different? So, without getting into Kedusha Achas, not Kedusha Achas, but very, very simple, like the Rambam presents in Kiddush HaChadosh. The reason why Rosh Hashanah, even Eretz Yisrael, has 2 days is because, as I said before, the reason why Yontif Sheni, why Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, Chutz Laretz has 2 days is because if you're past 10 days, because you're so far from Yerushalayim, you're not knowing what day Rosh Chodesh is by the time the Shluchim get to you. But in Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, unless you're in Beis Hamikdash, right? Unless you're in Yerushalayim, or even not even the holy city of Yerushalayim, if your mom is right there by the Beis Din, then Rosh Hashanah you're not going to know. No one's going to know. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to know where Rosh Hashanah is. So the same issue, no, there's the same reason why there's Yontif Sheni Shel Golias for other Yom Tovim. For that same reason, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Now the question is, okay, now we have a calendar. So says the Gemara, for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, there was this letter that came out, which said, Hizaru B'minig Aviseichem V'yadeichem, keep Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. But the question is, what about Yontif, the second day Yontif of Rosh Hashanah? There was no proclamation like that. It doesn't seem that there was any letter going out for that. So what about that? Because again, at the time when it was Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, they certainly, Eretz Yisrael had to keep 2 days Yontif for Rosh Hashanah for sure. But once you have a calendar, then it's obsolete. You don't need that anymore. So for Chutz La'aretz and Yontif Shein Shel Golias, there was this proclamation. But for Eretz Yisrael, without this proclamation, so do they still have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh Maseches Beitza deals with this. And he says as follows, Kid Amrinan B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias. Just as we have by Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, the statement, Hizaru B'minig Aviseinu Dilma Gazri Gezer V'Aslu Kukule. Just like there was this proclamation that was said for Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, Zeh Tam Atzmei Shaykh Lememer B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah Be'Eretz Yisrael. That same logic applies to the Yontif Sheni of the second day Yontif and Rosh Hashanah. So says the Rosh, basically what the Rosh is saying is, you're right, there was no formal proclamation, there was no letter sent out to Eretz Yisrael telling them, Hizaru, be careful, keep the second day Yontif. There was no such thing. There was a letter that went out to Chutz La'aretz. But what did the letter say? The letter said, Hizaru Megan Aviseichem, hold on to your Menogim. So that same svar, that same idea would apply to Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah. If this letter was a takana midrabanan, then you can't just be madama milsa la milsa. If Chazal made a takana yontif sheni for Chutz La'aretz, you can't just say, well, if they did that, then who had din for Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael? That's not how takanas work. It's very, very slippery slope to say, well, if the motivation why Chazal made a takana over here is such and such, and that reason applies over here, so the takana applies over there too. That's very slippery. What happens if the reason stops applying to you? We don't do that. Takanas, you know, whatever Chazal or Mesakin is what they're Mesakin. The fact that the Rosh says that the reason why Eretz Yisrael has to keep second day Rosh Hashanah is because since the proclamation that was sent out to Golas for second day Yontif applies to Rosh Hashanah for Eretz Yisrael, so in other words, that's why we have to keep it. That tells you, that indicates to you that the nature of that letter that was sent out to Chutz La'aretz was not a takana midrabanan of Yontif Shein Shel Golias. That was just telling them the classic rule, which is keep your menagim. And whatever you started keeping from centuries and generations before, you should continue, unless it's ridiculous. So therefore, says the Rosh, well, that same rule, which is a classic rule in Torah, Valtidish Torah Simecha, also applies to Eretz Yisrael regarding Rosh Hashanah. Again, so if it was a takana midrabanan, then you can't just assume, well, if there was a takana for Chutz La'aretz for Yontif, then mistame there was a takana for Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah, mechatei. See, takanas are takanas. So the answer is, from the Rosh, it would seem that it's not like that, like the Baal Amar, that this is a minig-based concept. And minig, so this letter was just reminding the Yidden Chutz La'aretz of, by the way, this is a legitimate minig that you should hold on to. Well, and for the same amount, that would also legitimize the minig of Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah. By the way, so other Rishonim don't say like the Rosh. Other Rishonim don't say like the Rosh. Other Rishonim say that Chazal were misakin Yontif Sheni, Rosh Hashanah, second day Yontif for Eretz Yisrael. They don't just say like the Rosh, well, the letter that went out for Chutz La'aretz for Yontif, like who adin for Rosh Hashanah. They don't say it like that. But the Rosh that says it like that, it seems to be of the camp of the Baal Amar that this whole sugi is minik. It's all minhagim. And therefore, there's no new institution of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. It's a classic rule. Klal Yisrael, a community, accepts upon themselves an anhaga taiva. And at the time, it made a lot of sense to do. Maybe it was even al pidin because of Safik deraisa. And nowadays, the reason for it falls away, but it's still not ridiculous, like the letter says, because, you know, you never know. So it's a minik taiva. So that same logic of Minik Toif applies to Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael too. But again, so this is the camp. You have the Baal Amar, Arches Chaim, the Rosh. That's a big one. So in Paiskim wise, in terms of Sak, that it's all Minik based. And this is in fact how it's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this is how most Paiskin Paskin in this camp, that the way to deal with Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Eretz Yisrael is to think Minig. That's how you're doing it. So you think of it, it's no different than an Ashkenazi going to Svarad on Pesach, that he has to carry with him his chumers of kidneys, and a Sephardi going to Ashkenaz, that he carries with him fundamentally his kulas of kidneys, just he doesn't want to stick, just he can't stick out. So that's the model that we go with. That's one camp. Mitzad Sheni. Mitzad Sheni, there's another camp of at least one Rishon, which is no. Even though the language of the letter was Hizeru b'minig avisechem, this is not minig. This is a takana. Chazal were mesakein that there's an inyan of Yontiv Sheni in Chutzlaris. And because of that, as I said from the beginning, if you think takana-wise, then the entire model of what happens when an individual person travels from place to place, the whole minig, it's not based on minig at all. The entire model has to shift. Once you're thinking takanas, then takanas are for all of Klal Yisrael. Chazal are not misaking something for a particular group of people. Chazal make takanas for Klal Yisrael. And the takana for all of Klal Yisrael is, Chutzler says Yontav Shein Shagoyis. Which means, I don't care where you're from, I don't care what accent you have, if you're in Chutzler, Yontav is 2 days. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, Yontav is only 1 day. But again, that's the difference. Minhagim are individual based. Minhagim are Rami Akarkafta de Gavra. Minhagim are things that individual communities accept upon themselves, and individual members of that community therefore carry it with them. Takanas are for Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing for Chazal. Later on, you could have Rabbanim making takanas for their kilas and so on. But Chazal, when Chazal make a takana, it's Klolius Knesset Yisrael. So when Chazal, so if you think of Yontav Sheni Shel Golius as a takana, it means that's a takana for all of Klal Yisrael, that Chutzlaritz has 2 days Yontav. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael have to recognize this takana? It means it's not people-based, it's space, it's place-based. In other words, wherever you are, if you're in Chutzlaritz, Klal Yisrael, Yontif Sheni, there's a second day Yontif for Klal Yisrael and Chutzlaritz. This model, therefore, shifts the whole thing. I don't care where you're from. It depends on where you are right now. Which means that if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutzlaritz, full-fledged Yontif for you, Betzina, Befres, you daven, a Yontif davening, no tefillin, it's mamash Yontif. If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, if you're a Ben Chutzlaritz in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif at all. There's no institute. The takana was, in Chutzlaritz is Yontif Sheni, in Eretz Yisrael not. This seems to be the sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid, one of the Rishonim, the Ravid is known for his Asagas, right? So he's Masik on the Rambam, and he's Masik on the Baal Amor. So the Ravid says as follows. On that Baal Amor, in Mesechus Pesachim, Marmach number 5, the Ravid says the following statement. And there's those that misunderstood this. I don't know how you can, but Amar Avram, he said like this. Avram is the Ravid. He's going on the Baal Amor. Zeh Einit Klum. What the Baal Amor just said, the framing of Yontav Sheni Shel Golius and the model of Minig, Ein Klum. She'ein b'kol ha'goyla v'loy b'eretz Yisrael, mi sh'lo yinig shnei Yontav Sheni Shel Golius. There's no such thing. Whether you're a Chutz La'aretz Nick or you're an Eretz Yisrael Dick Yid, everyone has Yontav Sheni Shel Golius. So I saw some big people said, so you see from the Ravid of Pel Degazach that there was even a Yontav Sheni Shel Golius in Eretz Yisrael. And so it's a whole Pella, so historically, so who was right? Was there Yontav Sheni Shel Golius in Eretz Yisrael, was it not? That's not what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is not saying that practically they kept 2 days Yontav in Eretz Yisrael. What he's saying is that the institution of Yontav Sheni Shel Golius is for all of Klal Yisrael. It's an institution that's true for Eretz Yisrael and for Chutz La'aretz. Where if you're a Yid, if you're part of Knesset Yisrael, then there's a din of Yontav Sheni Shel Golius. There's a din that when you're in Chutz La'aretz, Yontav is 2 days. That's all the Ravid's saying. He's not arguing historically with the Baal Amor. It's Pashit. That's what the Ravid's saying. So the Ravid is of this camp that it's not minig, it's takana. And once it's takana, it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, and what you're, you know, again, it's a takana for all of Klal Yisrael. This sheet of the Ravid, most famously, practically, the later day Paiskim, was by the Baal Tanya. It's interesting. In the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we'll see soon, the Shulchan Aruch is not really as extreme as the Ravid. Well, if you have time, we'll get there. But in the Madur Basra, you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so there's like, you know, it reads. And then once in a while, you'll see something in the actual text of the Shulchan Aruch Rav with parentheses. Where's the parentheses? That's Madur Basra, so a later edition. So in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, listen to what it said. This is in Simen Aleph Sivches. It's right away. He's talking about Tikkun Chatzos and the Zmanim for Chatzos. But over there, he throws something in the Madur Basra. He says, the Baal Tanya says, the Kedusha Shabbos v'yontiv hu lamala migeder mokim v'azman. Shabbos v'yontiv, the Kedusha Shabbos v'yontiv is above time and space. Rak shemer lamata l'kol mokim v'mokim v'zman haroi. There's a bechin of Shabbos. We speak about this all the time, right? That a person can tap into the iris of Shabbos even during the sixth. There's a bechin of Shabbos. The metzias in the oilamis and ruchnias is that there's a bechina that's called Shabbos and a bechina that's called the 6 days of the week. When do we experience that bechina down here? So we experience the bechina of Shabbos down here on the seventh day of the week, and we experience the bechina of the 6 days during the 6 days of the week. But these are bechinas. So said the Baal Tanya, because of that, then you'll see the nafkmina. V'zeh gamkin hatam, because of this. This idea, Sheshore Kedusha al Yoina b'chutzlars b'yontiv v'shein shal Golias. Because of that, the second day yontiv, we'll see about this in the Kamarna. This is going to be, we'll return to this idea by the Kamarna, but the Baal Tanya says, therefore, yontiv v'shein shal Golias is b'chinas yontiv. In other words, the same iris of yontiv that's shining on the first day of yontiv everywhere is shining on the second day yontiv in chutzlars. It's no longer the 15th of Nisan. Yontiv was never the 15th of Nisan. Yontiv is a bechina, it's mitzvah, there's an iris that's called Pesach. Happens to be, the window opens for the whole world on the 15th, and it continues to remain open in Chutzlartz on the 16th. Therefore, says the Baal Tanya, every year, therefore, is shaykh to that bechina of Yontiv. If you're in a location where the window's open, then it's Yontiv. If you're in a location where the window's closed, it's not Yontiv. It was never a matter of dates anyway. It was just a matter of what place is open to those iris. You know, again, you could go mamish extreme. You have, you know, tzaddikim that on a random day will somebody davening tell the gabbai or whatever it is to start singing Rosh Hashanah Dikin Digin. But it's not crazy. It's not crazy because whatever it is, lefish arish nishmas, like that time there's an opening of Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean that they're blowing shofar. That already you need rooting in Chazal. Then he's takanis and minhagim that are klal yisrael based. That's not for now. Why you can't do that? But al kopanim, the inyan of experiencing iris of yontif, that's always possible. That's always possible. Like we speak about this all the time. That a person can have when the Zohar Kodesh says that the 6 days of the week minayim is baruch and shita yoyim, that the 6 days are blessed with Shabbos. It means any bracha that a person experiences in the 6 days, that was Shabbos. It's not the pshat that Shabbos just, you know, says bracha v'atzlacha and the 6 days is now gevaldi. That any bracha in the 6 days is Shabbos. That's the iris of Shabbos. So that's what you're experiencing in the 6 days. That's the windows. So says the Baal Tanya, based on this, v'zagam kenatam sheshara kedusha al-yayna b'chutzlars b'yantav shin shogas v'lochein. Therefore says the Baal Tanya, l'ochel ma'isa, gam b'nei eretz yisrael ha'boyim l'chutzlars. So if you have an Eretz Yisrael nik that goes to Chutz Laretz, chayovim b'kedushas hayoyim, af shadaitim lachzer. They're chayiv in yontif the second day, even if they plan on going back. And he doesn't mean just altzminig, and therefore privately put on tefillin. No, you are in yontif mode, because the same iris that were in the day 15, is in Chutz Laretz, is the day 16 too. That's true for Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz Laretz. And later on in Hilchas Yontif, in Marmokah number 7, in Simen Tov Tzadivov, Sif Yud Aleph, he says the same thing in the reverse. B'nei Chutz Laretz, Shabol Eretz Yisrael. If Eretz Yisrael, some from Chutz Laretz that's going to Eretz Yisrael, Afal Pi Shadaitan Lachzer, even though they're planning on going back, right? So in terms of Minhagim, what, he's a Ben Chutz Laretz, he's carrying the Chumras of Yontif Sheni, Ein Oysen Ela Yom Echad. They only do one Yontif, Kibnei Eretz Yisrael. And again, we'll see soon. But again, the Tashita, that's the Tashita Baal Tanya, the Madur Basra, which is, it's always based on the place that you're in. So we'll see later on. A lot of people attribute this to the Chacham Tzvi. It's not really the Chacham Tzvi. It's the Ravid. I mean, there's other Rishonim also. The Ravid is the clearest, the most simplest. There's Papulim. You could find this in other Rishonim too, but I'm not going to bog you down with that. But the Ravid is like, again, like I said, the Ravid said that Yontif V'shein Shel Golias applies to Eretz Yisrael too. I mean, it applies to Eretz Yisrael. How could Yom Tov Shin Shal Golias apply to Eretz Yisrael? Again, that's the idea, because the din of Yom Tov Shin Shal Golias applies to everybody. That where, if you are in Golias, you are chayiv in Yotav Shenishal Golias. Doesn't matter. It's not a minute thing. It's a place. It's a place idea. Okay. So those are the two camps. Yeah.
Why would we? If it is a sekhmana, why would we say it's a minute like open?
So why would the line? Why would the language? You're right. Let's try to deal with that for a second. No. We'll try to deal with that for a second. So now we have. And I was, like I said in the beginning, the reason why there's this divide, and why you could legitimize both sides is because the language of the letter was confusing. Right. On the one hand, the letter starts off minig. Hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. But then it switches gears to like takana dikishprach, which is because dilma, gazri, gezeira. If it's minig, it's minig. You don't have to come up with gezeiras and possible reasons. So let's go camp by camp. Huh?
Can't all of Klai Yisrael take up a minig?
Exactly. So why does it have to be, that last sentence?
It still applies where you are.
It still applies where you are. I understand,
yeah. Like the rabbit. Why does it have to be that the right is a takana?
Because then, because if it's minig based, then the minig is only for b'nei chutz la'aretz. The Eretz Yisrael is taking on a minig that one eye. No, it doesn't work. No, that's a takana. That will be a takana. Minhagim are developed based on communities.
Now, in the Baal Tanya's camp, there's such thing as sinna and not sinna. I mean, basically,
no, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
It's halacha as opposed to.
Then there's no distinction between sin and not sin. Practically speaking, most Paiskim say that if you are, again, the tzinnah issue would come if you are a ben Eretz Yisrael to chutz laretz. So usually in minhagim, if you're going to a place that has a chumra dik a minig, so you have to just not stick, it's not your minig, but you just can't stick out. So but tzinnah, you can be makel. But the Paiskim say, like I said from the Baal Amar, this minig you shouldn't be makel with. There's a taisis also. There's a shita taisis that Bechlal says malacha, whenever you're dealing with malacha, you have to be machri even bitzina. Because there's so many malachas that are b'fer hesia, it's just not kedai. But again, by the Baal, so they would say to still put on tefillin because you have no choice. But by the Baal Tanya, you wouldn't put it's mamash. So going back, so if you're in the camp of the Baal Amar, Ches Chaim, the Rosh, the Chulu, if you're in that camp, why would the Gemara, why would the Lashon shift from Minig to start talking about Dilma Gazi Gezeira? Well, one of the answers could be because this Minig is not so poshut. This Minig. Could be controversial. Now we're used to it, but if you think about it, one of the mitzvahs in Torah is Baal Taisif, right? So it's like a little bit funny. You're going from Yontif to, like, you're just continuing Yontif. It's the shtickel. So Minhagim are good, wearing a yarmulke. So good. It's Kvaldi Gezach, wear a yarmulke. It's a good minig. It's a good minig. But over here, we're dealing with a minig, which you could start, I could see it, when a minig like this starts, and all of a sudden there's Pashkevilim up, there's all Baal Taisif, they're adding Yontif. So it would be not so pashut. So you need Chazal's, sort of permission and legitimizing this minig by saying that, it's kedai. Not only is it kedai, just also it's a good mesira, but also because maybe some point in time you might need it. So there could be a reason why, even in the minig camp, there's a reason why Chazal have to, again, it's not a takana, but at least to give a little bit more teeth to this minig as well. The other way, if it's takana, why would the lashon be his or minig avisechem? That we'll see more about that soon. But anyway, that's what we have two camps right now. Now, let me just introduce you to a couple other shitas that that are, interestingly enough, they're of the camp of minig, but with slight variations. You'll see. Take a look at Marmokin number 8. This is the tshuvas from the Avnei Nezer. It's in an Archaim, it's in the Hashmatis, in the back of the Sefer, an extension to Simon Tav Chav Dalet. So it's a whole, it's a whole pilpul that he's going through. But Bekitzer, what the Avnei Nezer says is the following Chiddush. He says that he's going with the camp that that's minig based. So he's sticking with that. Baal Amar Rosh, it's minig based. But he says, but here's the difference is that when you're dealing with, let's say, Ashkenaz and Sfarad, like Kitnius, yes Kitnius, no Kitnius. Okay, that's clear. So Ashkenaz has a minig, no Kitnius, and Sfarad doesn't have such a minig. So they're having, rallies pro-Kitnius, and Ashkenaz is having rallies anti-Kitnius. So now that you're, you have to go, so you have to deal with that. But says the Avnei Nezer, over here, where'd the letter come from? It's a minig, yeah? So where'd the letter come from to be mechazik the minig? It came from Eretz Yisrael. So you're not dealing... So in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz, there's pro Yontav Sheni rallies. But guess what? In Eretz Yisrael, there's no anti-Yontav Sheni rallies. Again, it's not the raiva that it's a takana for Eretz Yisrael too. We're not saying that. It's a minik, and it's a minik from Chutz Lartz. But Eretz Yisrael is not only maskin, but we'll help fund your rallies. We're mamish mechazik you. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, this is a different type of situation. This type of situation, therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, you'll see how he says it. Because of that, there's a slight change. Says the Avnei Nezer like this, Bizman hazeh, nowadays, the Tama Isser whom Yishum de Zimnen Gazru Amalchus Gezer, right? That was the letter said. Eretz Yisrael is happy with this minig because maybe Gezer will come and Chutzar Shotakani Yantav Sheni. Vaf b'nei Eretz Yisrael Maidim Shabnei Bavel Yeshlon Linig B'Gezer Machmas Minig Avisecha. And Eretz Yisrael is also masking that Chutzar should keep this minig because of the possibility of something going wrong in the future. The Shalach Mitan, the letter came from Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is maskim that the origin of the minig was 100% valid because they didn't know when Yontif was. So again, you're not so it was like by kidneys, like the development of the minig of anti-kidneys and Ashkenaz has no space in Svarat, right? But over here, the minig and how it developed in Bavel of Yontif Sheni, Eretz Yisrael is maskim. Like they're totally on the same page that if that's the matzav, like we agree, that's the way it should be. So therefore, he says like this. Therefore, shaper mechiyavim bnei Eretz Yisrael shabayim lakan linay chaymer zem medina af bedaitem lachzer. Therefore, says Avnei Nezer, it's still minig. But says Avnei Nezer, when a ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Laretz, since Eretz Yisrael is funding those rallies, Eretz Yisrael is pro Yontav Shein Shel Golias. So when an Eretz Yisrael nicker goes to Chutz Laretz, then he now has the minig of Yontav Shein Shel Golias. Not he has to sort of not stick out. He has the minig of Yontav Shein Shel Golias because he, even in Eretz Yisrael, was never anti the minig. When you're dealing, again, that's the way he thinks of it is like, there was no anti-minig of Yontav Sheni, it was just, there was no Yontav Sheni. But now, when you're in Chutz Laretz, then there's Yontav Sheni. So the way, so again, the Avnei Nezer is a little bit of an in-between shita. So the way he'll say it is that if you're a ben Chutz Laretz to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's still minig based. So you have to carry Yontav Sheni Shel Golias with you. It's not like the Baal Tanya. It's not just like Takana. It's minig. So you're ben Chutz Laretz going to Eretz Yisrael, you carry Yontav Sheni. But if you're ben Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz Laretz, then your mom is Yontav Sheni 100%, and not just not to stick out, because even Eretz Yisrael concedes and is machshiv the minig of Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. Okay, that's the shita of the Avnei Nezer. There's another shita, which is again still of the camp of minig, but again with a variation, just like the Avnei Nezer had a shtickle variation. There's another shita which is the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says the following thing, and he's talking about really the opposite. Again, the Avnei Nezer, his chiddush was in Eretz Yisrael nicker that goes to Chutz Laretz is mamish Yontav Shein Shel Golias, because the whole time he was pro Yontav Shein Shel Golias to begin with. The Chacham Tzvi sort of says the opposite. Take a look. He says a chiddush, and it makes sense. He says she'ilu, he says like this. When do we say this idea? So he's from the following scenario: Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the classic rule? Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and us that you carry your menogin. So that's an Ashkenaz to Svart. So he has to be Machmer and Kidney, so even when he goes to Svart. So I'm coming from your Chutz Laretz, I have to Yontav Sheni, I have to be Mach, I have to carry my Minig with you. Says the Chacham Tzvi, a Chiddush though. The only time you say that though, says the Chacham Tzvi, is if in theory, if your entire country moved here and they will be allowed to carry their old Minig, then you as an individual also carry your old Minig. But if in theory, all of Ashkenaz would just sort of super implant themselves in, you know, in Sfarad, and they would not be allowed to carry their menogim, then that idea falls apart. Listen to what he says. He says, "She'ilu hayu kol anshi hamokim sheyotzim misham kan b'kviyasa." If all of Chutz Laretz, all of Bnei HaGoyla were to move to Eretz Yisrael, and they would be kaveya themselves here, pshita she'asurim hayu lasis yoisim yomecha b'shum bal toisif. The only reason why this is a legitimate minig is why? Is because there's a concern from the Goyim, they'll be Geyser Gzeira. Says the Chacham Tzvi, that concern is only strongly in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, Fakir, just like the Avnei Nezer said, Eretz Yisrael is pro Yontav Shein Shel Golias, says the Chacham Tzvi sort of the other way, which is Chutz Laretz is anti Yontav Shein Shel Golias for Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, The opposite. If Bnei Chutzlaretz go to Eretz Yisrael, no Yontav Sheni. Why? Because even we're maskim that in Eretz Yisrael you shouldn't have Yontav Sheni. Because the only reason why we have it is because we got Goyim, you know, breathing down our backs. And therefore there's always a concern of them messing, you know, we won't have a calendar at some point because of Shas HaShmat. But in Eretz Yisrael, even we're maskim, you shouldn't have Yontav Sheni Shal Goyis. You understand what's going on? So the Chacham Tzvi is coming from the sort of the other lens. The Chacham Tzvi therefore says like this: when a Chutzlaretz Nick goes to Eretz Yisrael, only one day Yontif. And when an Eretz Yisrael Nick goes to Chutzlaretz, then he has to be Machmer the second day Yontif, Befer Hesia, maybe even Bitzina, like we said before. But these are the variations. So like I said, the two camps are, again, going back to the basics. One camp, Balamor, Argus Chaim, Rosh, V'chulu, it's Minig based. Here's Rabbi Minig Avisechem. And then you have the other camp, which is the Ravid and Shulchan Acharav, which is it's Takana based, and it doesn't have to do with what your personal Minig is. Okay, that's the. And then again, as I said, you have the Avnei Nezer and the Chacham Tzvi in the camp of Minig, with slight variations in terms of traveling back and forth because of this Nakuda that, to a certain that you could make the argument that Chutz La'aretz is pro no Yontav Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, and you can make the argument that Eretz Yisrael is pro Yontav Sheni in Golus. So that's why it comes a little bit funny. But those are the shitas. This is all foundational in order to Bez Hashem get next week to the Chiddush of the Kamarna. But just sort of to introduce it. You know what? It's already late. These last two Marmon comments, we'll bring it up next week. I'll tell you just one thing. As you see on the page, there's no space to bring this as a Marmokim. There is also a Chiddush. And this is where people made the mistake of thinking this is what the Kamarna means. It's not what he means. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. There's a tshuva from Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden is a chiddush. It's a pella. It's difficult to say. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a chiddush, and he says the truth is, Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. He has a whole letter over there where he said, I mean, he's, you know, he wasn't, he was happy to say. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that really the truth is, Yontav Sheni, Me'ikar Hadin should apply to Eretz Yisrael too. He's of the approach that it's takana based, but instead of thinking like the Baal HaTanya where it's okay, so takana for Chutz La'aretz, Yaakov Emden says no. This was a takana because of a theoretical Shas HaShmad that there should be a second day Yontif. Ad k'dekach that really it should be in Eretz Yisrael too because there could be Chas V'Shalom Shas HaShmad there. You know that could happen as well. So because of that, says Yaakov Emden, Me'ikra Din. Yontav Sheni Golias should be everywhere. Happens to be just because it was never done, so Chazal we're not going to fight that war. You know, there's enough things to fight. We're not going to fight that battle. But Be'emes, Be'emikra Din, Yontav Sheni Golias should be in Eretz Yisrael too. And that's what the Yaakov Emden actually posits. He says, therefore, because of that, anyone that's in Eretz Yisrael, he says, if it was up to me, I would institute Yontav Sheni Shel Golias in Chutzlar in Eretz Yisrael because that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, people, we'll see next week. So, there are those that said, "Oh, that's the Sheet of the Kamarna too." That's not the Sheet of the Kamarna. The Kamarna is not saying that either. And there's other statements of other tzaddikim that people can claim, "Oh, that's what they see." They hold like Rabbi Yaakov, and it's not true. There's a famous statement from the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya said that if you had the strength, it would make three things. You would be misakin three things. The third thing is different gersayis, but one. One was, how's it go? One takana of the Baal HaTanya was that the bracha, instead of lehaniach tefillin with a kametz, lehaniach, it would be a patach, lehaniach tefillin. That would be one takana that if he had the kayach, mm-hmm. Okay. The second one is that he would be misakin, this is a different gersayis, he would be misakin birchas kahanim in Chutz La'aretz. And the third one, to make Yontav Sheni Shel Golias in Eretz Yisrael. So that third statement, the Yontav Sheni Shel Golias in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Emden, because Me'ikra Din has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Not so pasha. First of all, Shulchan Aruch Rav, we just saw, he holds that the Takana is, even the Madur Basra says, no, it's the Takana, Eretz Yisrael is one day, Chutz La'aretz is 2 days. So what does the Baal HaTanya mean? That he, if he had the strength, he would want it to be second Yontav in Eretz Yisrael. That's like the Kamarna. But we'll see next week, the Kamarna is asking, what he's calling for is a new Takana to be instituted, to establish a second day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Not because that's the original Takana and everyone's making a mistake. No. Maskim, there's nothing wrong with the way it is right now, everyone's doing Kalocha, but the Kamarna, you know, and the Baal HaTanya, this Nasar of the Baal HaTanya is also, Yayasher Cheli, we would call Yisrael, would make a takon, a new institution, which is second the Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. And then, like the Kamarna said, if that would happen, it would be Makar of the Geula. That's why you do have such a Masar that many tzaddikim that they had the opportunity of making Aliyah, but they didn't want to because they didn't want to lose Yontif Shein Shel Golias. So part of that is because it's just Stam Geshmak, Iris. Tzaddikim are not into Iris. Tzaddikim are about Avodas Hashem. If Avodas Hashem, you have an opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael, Mestama, that's what's mean. So you're going to sacrifice that for Madregas. So Maskin, let's say you stay in Chutz Laretz, and you can be Zechet to Madregas because of the extension of the Eretz of Yontif. That's not Tzaddikim are interested in. They're interested in Madregas. So why would the Tzaddikim not sacrifice Yontif Shein Shel Golias? So it could be, like the Kamarna says, there's something about Yontif Shein Shel Golias, which is Makar V'Saketz. Ad Kedei Kach, that if Eretz Yisrael had it, the Gula would come already. But again, so what is this Inyan? And I go, well, what does that mean? And why? That Be'ez Hashem, we'll see next week. Okay. Ashakayach.